This is Dora again. Welcome to Dora to the World.
I met some girl in 2019 and her name was Lade. I met a boy in 2020. His name was Adefalade. It was the calm after my storm and the peace during my chaos. It brought me out of my shell and took me through the journey of all my possibilities. Still, his love will never replace the one I had for the girl from 2019. To my loves, I love, but not equally. Love. Love from your love. Hello everyone, welcome back to another episode of Dora to the World, and yeah, this is still Dora with you. I am dedicating this particular episode to Malik. He's one of my classmates and he tends to always come remind me that I have a podcast whenever I'm about to forget. He will come say things like, "Oh Dora, hope you're not going to forget with your podcast fans when you eventually blow up. Hope you still know that we still love your podcast, Sha, because it's been very long you recorded something." And it really makes me feel good that people actually do miss one of my crafts. I started putting my craft with podcasting actually, because I didn't want to like show my face to the world. I wasn't scared, but I just didn't want to do it. I was not ready for it, but I was just doing podcasting and music was never in the pitch. I mean, in my room, I would act like I'm on stages and stuff like that, but it was never in my face. I knew I could sing, but I didn't know I could write songs, even though I freestyled a lot, but I didn't really know I could write songs and actually want to like do music until ASUS strike happened and someone dashed me a beat and told me to create something with it, and I figured I could actually do it. And that's another story for another day. Let's move on. So yeah, my podcast lovers, I'm not going to forget this because it's actually what made me start content creation as a whole, and it's what actually pushed me to like start putting up my craft. So I'm not going to forget it. I just won't promise consistency because music is my first love and I would give it much more attention than any of the other things that I'm doing. Yeah. So like now let's talk about music and growth. I started music being such a novice. I got no one to teach me how to write songs or anything. I just picked up a pen and a pencil and a paper and I was just writing. Someone dashed me a beat and yeah, I didn't know what it was songwriting looked like or how I was supposed to start. And I just started and that was it. And I figured, oh yeah, maybe you can do this. Maybe you are ready. Because it's not like I didn't want to. I was just shying away from it. Then I was like, okay, yeah, let's do this. I just started writing anything, any way it came. I didn't care if it was perfect or not. I just felt like as long as I kept on writing, I would get better. I'm not the best at what I do yet because the best is never gonna come. Because as long as you want to keep growing, the best is always ahead of you. So I started writing, started like learning from people, asking questions from people that were in the game before me. And people who were even like just starting like myself, and we would talk together about it and stuff. And I opted in for a competition like maybe like 3 months after I started like putting my stuff out. I came third. It was online. And that was the first money I made from music. Then things happened in my favor. A lot of things happened. Released my debut song almost like a year after I started music. Was it even up to a year? But yeah, I released my debut song. The acceptance was quite okay. It was good. But I know it's a good song. Yeah, even though I cringe when I hear my own voice. In case you guys don't know, I don't listen to my podcast and I rarely listen to my songs except when I'm like creating it. I don't really listen to my stuff because I don't know. I don't know if you guys feel like that too. The things you create, you don't want to like just look at them. Because you, me, or maybe it's me though. I know that it's a good something. I know it's good. But then I keep having ideas of how I could have done it better. I don't know if that makes sense to you. There's this thing someone said recently, I read it this morning, don't let me lie to you, it's not a long time ago, it's this morning, and it was like, there's never a complete piece of art, because we just stop when we think it's perfect enough to be accepted, or when our art's already like accepted that, okay, yeah, I've created something that I love, and this is where I want to stop. Because if you keep listening to your own music, you always feel like, oh man, I should have done this, I should have harmonized this part, and stuff like that. Well, yada, yada, yada. I saw something on IPTV about mic check, and I told some of my friends. And one of my friends, two of my friends had actually gone. My friends, G Dave and B Pop, they had gone for mic check last year. I didn't even know them then, but I got to later know that they went for the competition and blah 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 blah. And that was it. But I didn't see myself going. I never saw myself going there. But this year, I saw it, and it's still like during this really long break that OAU has decided to give us. I opted for it. I went for the audition after I pulled up a fight. I'm going to tell you guys the story later on. And then I'm here in the competition. I got in after the audition, got 3 yeses from the 3 judges. And it felt good. It felt good. And then I got into the competition. My first performance is out there, and people have been like telling me good things about my voice and stuff and stuff. And it's really helping me grow, because I have to push myself, because I know I'm in a space where practically everyone there is awesome and amazing. And I have to just push myself. I know that if you want to get the prize, then you have to push yourself beyond Dora, beyond the usual Dora, you know. I mean, it's a form of Dora, but it's the better version of Dora. And it's really helping me grow. It's building my confidence and my voice. Because, people always tell me, your voice is good, your voice is nice. And I know it. But something in me always just keeps telling me, nah, we're not there yet. We're not there yet. So I know I might not be there yet, but I've learned to, like, appreciate even now what I have. So it's been a good journey for real. It's fun. It's exciting. It's a good platform to grow. And I'm really glad, and I'm looking forward to what comes after this and what comes out of this. So that's just been what I've been doing right now. What else? Why are you guys missing again? You're actually missing a lot of things I cannot tell you, but the things I can tell you. Let's just talk about growth and believing in yourself. It goes a long way. When you believe in yourself, you tend to like do it better than when you don't believe in yourself, but you're just doing it because you feel like, well, whatever happens, happens. When you are only aiming for like, oh yeah, this is what I want and I'm getting it, there is much more to you. I'm not saying you should be overconfident though, but I just feel like if you can push yourself, like, it will just make you push yourself more, sha. And I'm not good at this motivation thing, but you should get what I'm saying. But yeah, that's what it is. What else? What else? What else? I really want to gist you guys about a lot of things, but it's fine. If it's gonna end here, then it's fine. But I'm really happy, Sha. I'm really happy. I'm glad about a lot of things right now. And it's making me distracted from a lot of things that could make me disordered. Is disordered a word? I don't know. But you get what I mean. So we move on. Bye, guys. I'll drop another episode soon, hopefully. But whatever it is, I hope you've heard my voice again. And I don't forget my podcast fans. It was the building platform for whatever it is I'm building right now. It was the foundation of it all. So thank you, podcast. Thank you to the listeners. Because if I didn't have people listening to my podcast, then maybe I would have given up. And that's why every time I see a creative putting in work, I always tend to want to give them compliments on what they are doing and just make them feel good. Because it keeps them going. Your engagement is what keeps creatives going. If you see a creative whose stuff or piece you like, please tell them, let them know. Don't just say, oh, wow, nice, and move past. I feel like your comments is just 1 minute. We appreciate it. I'm not trying to say I do not appreciate it, but I just feel like if you do not usually just drop your comment, I feel like you should start doing it, because that's what keeps creative going. It's like somebody that has a shop. What keeps them going and keeps them running is the fact that they have people coming to patronize them. If people do not patronize them, they will eat everything in their shop or sell everything at a much, much cheaper price just so they could sell. And then the business would fold up, and then they will die out of hunger. That's exaggeration, but you get what I mean. So that's it. It's almost 10 minutes. So let's make it 10 minutes. What else? Yeah, my audition, how did it go? I was tensed, yeah, very much tensed. And in the morning of the audition, I lost my voice. And God, was I praying? Yes. There was nothing else I could do. There was nothing else I could think of. I had taken hot warm water. I had tried taking Mentos, because it works sometimes. I was just trying everything I could, like, try to make sure that my voice comes back. But it didn't. Then when I was about to go in there, I said to God, you people, prayer works, like, in miraculous ways, especially when you believe so much. Because at that point, I did not know what to do. I was just saying, God, please, I just want my voice to come back. And even when I was saying that prayer, my voice was not back. Then when I got to that stage, I sang. And my voice came out. And when I got out, one of my excitement was not really because, oh yeah, I got three yeses. One of the excitement I had was the fact that my prayer got answered. Like, yo, it's 10 minutes. It's past 10 minutes already. Yeah, bye, guys. Love y'all.